God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Finish washing dishes.
Yeah. Gotta get it together. Now,
yeah.
Are you good for Thanksgiving? So this is it. You got to go.
Am I who?
Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. I'm as ready as I'm going to get.
Yeah, we got a whole talk we got to do tonight because we got to get some folks together because this is some shenanigans for the holidays.
Yeah, shenanigans for the holidays.
Before we dive in, I just want to give a shout out, a prayer up and a prayer for my spiritual family. My spiritual son passed away last night, and it's been a Monday for me, and so I just want to send out some prayers, family, and you know, because he was young, he wasn't even 40 years old.
Yeah.
So I want to just send a shout out. He had pneumonia, and he had fluid on his body, you know, and it took him out of here. So again, just shout out to the family. I love y'all. Just we got you in our prayer. Yeah. So moving on. All right. Why don't we just go into a break right quick? How about that? And when we get back, I posted about the raisin and potato salad, and I had a couple of comments, so I definitely want to get into that when we come back from the break. Y'all just hold on. We'll be right back.
I'ma rep for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma for my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keep the scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, it's 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 all I know. All I know is I'ma eat. Ain't no living my ass on the street. I go in on all of these beats. Little mama, where she by the leak? It ain't about money, I'm pressing delete. Cruise through the hood, I'ma repeat. I'm tryna buy like I got on some seats. You better not try to play like a fiend. Low key, I get to it back. Do it for my niggas that pass. No sleep, no jet lag. Money calling, I'ma move fast. Blue hunnids want them in my pants. Can't go back to no food stamps. And I grind hard like boot camp.
I'ma rap for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma put my bitch. All I know, and my niggas still win. Yeah, we keep the scope. Yeah, that's all I know. 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 For all of my people that couldn't get it, I'ma do all that I can. I'm putting this shit on my shoulders. I strike like a cobra. It's all in my plan. I know it gets tough, yeah, I know it gets tough. But we come from the mud, the struggle ain't shit to us. Yeah, I turn up with my niggas. If you ain't real, I ain't rolling with you. Every July, I get sentimental. Lost my nigga, he was instrumental. If he's my lawyer, won't beneficial. Been verified, I'm beneficial. I'ma go mine, I can beneficial. Can't walk in my shoes, cause they ain't gon' fit you. I don't play no games with him, I just live low. I ain't hating on this nigga, that's the pedestal. Tryna buy back the block for the rest of us. If you ain't bossing up, then you miss me.
I'ma rap for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma for my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keep the scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, it's all I know. Yeah, it's all I know. Yeah, it's all I know.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Girl, <what? laughs> trying to get myself together, girl. It's a mess. Anyway, that was Cash In, y'all. Make sure you go to Dynasty Records on YouTube and check out a couple of new releases. Okay? Yeah, so want to get into this this Thanksgiving. I love to give pointers every Thanksgiving, you know, in the holiday season. It's not just Thanksgiving, you know. There's some shenanigans going on. And then I think it's important, very important, to tell the truth, tell people out. But some people just don't know. And some of them just don't really, they just, oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say. What do you think, Zan?
I think that there are some people who can cook naturally. It is a gift. They can turn a masterpiece or get a masterpiece out of a bunch of stuff that you would never dream of. Then there are people who are good at reading instructions and can cook that way. And then there are just some people who need to stick with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Mm.
You know, whatever lane you in, just stay in that lane.
Just stay over there.
Just don't get out of that lane. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I'm over there. I couldn't say it better myself. You just stay over
stay
there.
In
just
your
find
lane.
If you did, listen. I'm with them because if you good at picking out forks, hey, don't do no more, don't do nothing less. Stay right there. If you are able to find sporks or spoons or whatever, however they do it, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it to the best of your ability. You know.
Just
some
bring
people
the
have a gift.
Cutlery and the cups and the napkins and the paper plates.
Yeah, some people good
if
at
that's
it.
Your,
some
if
people,
that's your lane, stay in your lane.
Stay in. It ain't nobody judging you if you stay in. You know, I know I ain't. Because I feel like...
Because it's something that's needed. That's your contribution. It's a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's completely fine. People will appreciate the fact that you know you can't cook and don't try, rather than you cook and just mess up everybody. Just the whole thing is just out of whack.
It's out of whack. It's uncalled for. You know, it's messed up. I was at work. I was talking to this young man. This young man was, you know, because just passed out. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, because Jessica passed out these flyers for a bake sale, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. This is a person that don't really speak to me, never really talked to me at all. He found it important to come over and talk to me about sweet potato pies. And I listened. You know, I listened. And he was saying that at his family gathering, he's going to be happy that he don't have to bake one because you have, like, six people bringing a sweet potato pie. I said, in what universe? He said they bring the sweet potato pies, and then you force to tell which is the best one. I said, boy, you're in a bad position, bro. And he was just, I don't know, maybe he needed to talk to somebody about it because he wanted to let me know that he is happy that he's not going to even have to go by the dessert table. You understand? Now, I'm a person
he's
that...
He's a bad life.
Oh, my God. I'm a person that visualizes stuff that people say because if you're talking to me, it ain't something I try to do. It just happens. So when he was talking about a dessert table, all I could see was a card table, tablecloth on it with cakes and pies on it. That's all I saw. And I just imagine him walking around their table, just avoiding it. Because you got about four aunties trying to see who pie, you know, and get,
I'm not doing
We not doing
mm-hmm.
We not doing it. Because Because I'm going to tell y'all, my son like cheesecake. And I know doggone well I can make a cheesecake, but if he eat cheesecake from Crystal all year long, I'm not making no cheesecake. I'm just not going to do it. And I know other people feel like, well, I want to make a cheesecake if I need him to eat my cheesecake. No, no. I'm not going to make a cheesecake. I'm just not going to do it. It makes no sense. Call my sister and say I need 2 cheesecakes. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing this foolishness. Then you got the relative that's sitting at the table and just ask who made everything. Who made this pie right here? Who made this cake right here? Who made this? Well, sit down. Sit down. You ain't going to eat none of it. So just sit down.
Now, let me tell you, the way you get around that is visit your folks, talk to your folks, stay in touch with your folks. That way you don't have to ask who cooked what. You hit them up before everything is delivered where it's going, and you go ahead and grab yours so you don't have to worry about asking who cooked this or who cooked that because you already got yours.
You already got yours. See what I'm saying? Just common sense right there. That's common sense.
Yeah, because I know. Because I know somebody who do stuff like that, Josh. I ain't going to call your name, but Josh. You know, he'll hit a certain person up for whatever it is that he wants.
Yeah, I have to watch that Negro. He loves to play. Nah, he's in my mama house, so, you know. What is that about? That's crazy stuff, girl. But anyway, y'all, that ain't me. That's a Miracle Whip bottle. That ain't me. So let's get into y'all know we're gonna talk about that potato salad, but I want to talk about the greens first. I usually don't say nothing about the greens, but I have experienced some things with greens.
Lord,
I love greens, the liquor off the greens. Let me be real about it. It ain't the greens
themselves. That's pot liquor.
It's the pot liquor. Now, I got some grievances with folk who don't know how to cook greens. And let me tell y'all, let me make sure y'all can hear me. Hold on, let me make sure. Because my phone is cheap. Listen, let me help y'all with something. If you don't know how to clean greens, get the greens that's already clean. Ah, my God, I almost ran through the house. If you can't clean greens, Lord have mercy, Jesus, get the greens that's already clean. Oh, my God, I think I helped somebody.
Because even when you get the greens that are already clean, wash them again. Just take them through a rinse.
Wash them again. Jesus be offense all around me every day. Jesus be offense all around me every day. All I'm saying, because why the greens so gritty? Why is the greens gritty? And you can't say that seasoning. I want you to stop. I want you just shut up right quick. Them greens ain't got no business being gritty. Nah. There you go. I helped you out. And like we always say every year, don't bring your practice pot of greens to the family gathering.
Don't bring your practice nothing to the gathering. Please don't. It's going to leave the same way it got there, in your hands.
Fall up. It's going to be fogged up. Do you understand me? Ain't nobody playing with y'all. Y'all play too much. Too much. Because I promise you, I'm not doing it. Because let me turn you up. Ain't no grit. I'm going to say this again because I'm perturbed about it. We used to say perturbed back in the day. I'm going to say it again. I'm perturbed about it. Don't do it. And then this is another thing. You feel... This when you ask yourself, should I take these greens or not, that means you shouldn't take them. If you say, should I take this cake, that means you shouldn't take that cake. Should I take my, should I take this cornbread, that means you shouldn't take it. That means you ain't even proud of it. Okay?
Yep. No confidence in it whatsoever.
Whatsoever. But you're going to bring it and try it out on us. No, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. Listen, I ain't never been the one to smell my food. You know, we got some folks that smell it. My Lord, Jesus. We got some folks that smell their food, and I ain't want to smell my food, but at family gatherings that I've never been to before, in other words, strangers, I be sniffing. You'll never know I'm sniffing, but I'm sniffing. Mm-hmm. That's why I prefer people to do a buffet-style, a buffet-style setup for the food, because I don't want nobody to fix my plate. You understand me? Fix my plate. I want to walk around, and I'm sniffing. I'm testing out the aroma. You understand me? Pork chops, smothered pork chops should smell like smothered pork chops. Greens should smell like greens. And don't tell me that they don't have a certain smell, because it does. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? And dessert, sweet stuff should smell like sweet stuff. Okay?
And y'all, just FYI, mentioning the sweet stuff, sweet potato pie is not dark brown or green.
Oh, my God.
I just had to put that out there.
Oh, I'm going to go outside. Listen, let me tell you why your pie green. Let me help you. First of all, you peel them sweet potatoes and you let them sit too long before you cut them up and put them in that pot. Don't do it. Stop yourself. Somebody said that this week. Stop yourself. I thought it was a cute thing. Stop yourself. This is why, and I'm just saying this for your good. I'm saying this to you because I love you. And people be mad because you talking about me. I don't even know you. I'm helping you understand something. And I know you're saying a green pie. Listen to me. And take all the strings out the pie. Take them little strings. Yeah, come on. All them strings. You got some stringy sweet.
Yep.
And the pie ain't got no business being heavy either. Y'all thought I forgot about them.
No, not at all.
When you sit that pie down and that table move, that's too heavy. I told y'all this last year. Some of y'all ain't listening. Some of y'all ain't listening. And don't bring a pumpkin pie. I know some of y'all, and I'm talking about to where I am, because I don't eat pumpkin pie.
No pumpkin pie.
I don't eat pumpkin pie. I don't care how much.
No pumpkin pie, no pumpkin coffee, no pumpkin hot chocolate, no pumpkin cookies, no pumpkin cake, no pumpkin nothing.
None of that. All that pumpkin spice with a sweater weather, I wish you would. I wish you would. Don't do it. I don't pumpkin nothing, okay? Pumpkin, oh, it's pumpkin pie. No. No. If it's a burnt orange pie, not burnt literally, but I'm talking about the color, burnt orange pie sitting on the table, it better be a sweet potato pie. Do not
sweet
play.
Sweet potato pie.
My Lord. Don't do it. I would say donate it to somebody, but I ain't even cruel. I say don't even do it. Who told you to put a pumpkin in a pie?
Just take
that.
It home. Some people like pumpkin pie. I get that. I'm just not some people.
Yeah, I ain't.
I'll just put it that way. I don't fall in that category.
And if you married a black woman, you married a black woman and you going over, or you married a black man and you going over to the family house, we on here to help you. We on here to help you. That's why we talk about that potato salad that you mix, because we here to help you. Okay? And I know a lot of times you so proud of what you did. You real proud of it. And I'm proud for you. But I don't want you to be embarrassed when you take that pop in the black folk house and they looking at you. Okay? I'm going to go this far. Just don't even make potato salad. Don't take nothing. Take spoons and forks. Do that.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Take a bottle of wine. Look, take a bottle of wine. You know? Take a bottle of wine. Don't even
trip. Okay, let's see. So, the potato salad, people. Raisins do not go in a potato salad.
Mm, I bet it's beautiful. Lord have mercy. Raisins. Oh, I wasn't going to stop at raisins this time. Go ahead, Zam, because I got something else don't go in potato salad.
No. What else don't go in there?
Onions. Oh, my God.
Okay. For most people, that is true. And for me, I prefer no onions.
I know
people who do it. They chop them up very small, and they live by it. And that's all good.
Yeah.
But the majority of people do not do onions in potato salad.
Yeah, please don't. Please, I'm trying to save somebody. You're going to take that potato salad up in there, and you're going to take it all back home. You're going to be mad. And you're going to be the one that say, oh, y'all better come get this potato salad. Now, listen. This is how you know if your potato salad is tore up from floor. When you say, y'all better come get this potato salad, and nobody moves. You say, oh, my God, we're going to get a dress in a minute. We're on this potato salad. Listen. Now, you heard what Zam said. Cut them. If you're going to put onions in there, cut them up real, real look. Don't have no big old chunks. And I just want to say it. Woo. Lord have mercy. Now, what else I want to
say? Okay, y'all.
Oh.
Which leads us to the dressing.
Oh, my Lord.
The dressing is not supposed to be green.
Oh, my God.
I know some people put sage in their dressing. You know, just a little bit is enough. Me, personally, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to do it, just do it a very small amount. But
right,
the dressing
right.
should not be green. It shouldn't be green at all.
And what was you going through that you dumped all that sage up in there? What was you going through? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I want you to really focus. When you're cooking, don't be fighting with your husband. Don't be fighting with your boyfriend. Don't be yelling at the kids. When you're cooking, you need to put you some music on or whatever it is that calms you down. Okay? Because some of y'all be putting too much salt in the food. Okay? You say, oh, I'm just heavy-handed. No, you ain't paying attention. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't paying
attention. And another thing.
Uh-oh.
If you're going to do dressing and you're going to put whether it's turkey or hen in your dressing, please mm-hmm. take the bones out.
Jesus. Ah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to talk about this chicken. Mm-hmm. My Lord. Look, take the bones out and the gristle. My God. How dare you? How dare you put that gristle in there? Oh, I can't stand it. When people make chicken and dumplings, I can't stand it. They throw the bones over in there. They throw the... Why, if you're going to debone the chicken, why you put the bone... I just don't. I got mad. I just don't understand it.
If you have dressing, what do you automatically have to go with it? Cranberry sauce.
Oh my God, we gotta talk about the cranberry sauce.
I'm gonna let you take it from now.
Listen, oh my God, listen. I went to somebody's house. Let me tell y'all this story. I went to somebody's house. And everybody was eating. Everybody was eating. Somebody say, where's the cranberry sauce? I was like, yeah, where's the cranberry sauce? So I brought the cranberry sauce out on a plate, right? So, and I know that's how people do it, put on a little salsa plate or something like that. Cut the cranberry sauce is berries. Oh, gosh. Berries, ouch, I think I hurt my knee, is berries in the cranberry sauce. Listen to me, people. It's supposed to be a gel. It's a sauce. It's supposed to be a jelly. It's supposed to
Go ahead, Sam. I'm done. Okay.
Berries.
I figured you had very strong feelings about that, which I do, too.
Oh, my God. Why would you do that? Why would you take people through that? Now, they picking out berries and they picking up.
I can't.
That's why people put cherries and stuff and leave the stem of the cherry. Oh, why would you do that? You are fired. I
can't even do it.
Oh, I can't do it, Lord. Lord, keep me near the cross. Lord, if you keep me, if you don't keep me, Jesus, I won't be kept. That's what they say. This time I'm on this exam, I really am. Because people just be doing stuff. And you don't have to do that. Don't, you know? Now, listen. I'm mad at my sister because my daughter came out here with a bunch of hot water cornbread. And it was my sister's fault. It was my daughter's fault. And then she called me and said, guess what I got? No. You tripping. Why? And she's talking about it like it ain't no big deal. Mom, oh, I brought me some. I had to bring me some home. Of course you did. Of course you did. I was done. My Lord. Now, some of y'all don't know what hot water cornbread is. Zam, can you tell them what hot water, don't tell them how I make it, though, because they don't.
Hot water cornbread is just, it's like the cornbread that you bake in the oven, homemade, but it's fried.
It's fried.
You use hot water and you mold it and you fry it.
It's good. It is good.
We forgot to touch on one of the main things that's in a Thanksgiving dinner.
And what's that?
And that's the turkey.
I was going to talk about it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So if when you bake your turkey, it's not all the way done in the middle, or it is done, but it's so tough, you know, you can only eat the dark meat of it. The breast is out of the question. Just get you a turkey fryer.
Ah,
clean that turkey the day before, shoot it up the day before. Then next morning, go on and drop it in that grease because it'll work. Don't get it too big. Don't get it more than 18 pounds. Try and stick around that 18-pound range. You'll get a perfect turkey every time. Now, you can't fry frozen turkey, okay? It has to be thawed out, and you have to shoot it up with whatever it is you're going to shoot it up with for seasoning. And you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
Your dressing might be full of bones. It might be dark brown, green. Your sweet potato pie might be heavy and green. You know, your potato salad may be full of raisins and chopped up onions.
Mm-hmm.
But if your turkey come out right, they can go grab a loaf of bread and then y'all good. You're going to get you some chocolate chip cookies and throw them in the oven and then throw some pecans on top of them and there you go.
There you go. Yes, because I'm telling you right now. Oh, and don't start no fire. Don't start no fire. If you ain't, again, we go back to our first statement. If you ain't never done it, oh, my Lord. You ain't never done it. Oh, please get some help. Please. Because first thing you're going to say is,
or you have 364 days of the year to practice.
Yeah. Oh, my
Just
God.
Just practice. Practice until you get it right. And then bust a move for Thanksgiving.
Please.
But don't just wake up and say, you know what? Because that's not your lane. It's not your lane. You're not a cook by nature. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Or you're not a cook by reading the directions and getting it. You know, that's not
yeah.
your forte. That's not stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Now, if your lane is, you know what, I want to try something today, let me try it out.
Yeah.
And you can read directions and follow them. Then, hey, it's a no-brainer. But
mm-hmm.
if that's not you, stay in your lane. But if
well,
you want that to be you, then you have 364 days to practice. You don't
yes.
just jump up one morning, Thanksgiving Eve, and decide you want to cook this big Thanksgiving dinner when that's not you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wonder why everybody just, oh, I'm not going to eat right now. I'll just take a plate. I'll take it with me.
Because
as soon they all dumping it in the same trash can on their way out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
right.
do that to people. Don't do it to yourself.
Lord have mercy. Disaster written all over it. Listen. Now, I want you to know, too, the difference between a fried turkey and a burnt turkey. Listen. You better put a timer. You better have that thermostat. Yeah. Stuck in that turkey. You better have your stuff together. Because
mm-hmm.
you sit that turkey on the table, that turkey burnt. Baby. Just remember we warned you. Okay? Now, I want to say something to you.
Mm-hmm.
About this ham. Because some of y'all... Listen, this lady gave me a ham that had, and I told you about this lady because I'm scarred, I'm traumatized, and this is my therapy. So you sick of hearing about this ham? I'm sorry. You're going to hear about it. So the lady gave me a ham. Okay? People love to put pineapples on top of ham. You understand me? And so I was like, she must know what she's doing. It's pineapples on the ham. Okay? She knows
uh-huh.
what she's doing.
Uh-huh.
I go to cut, and you know, it's one of them hams, you know what I'm saying? A little round at the back, cut off in the front. You know, it's a ham. You understand me? Cut into the ham, and it's, oh, my God, garlic cloves everywhere, just stuck in the ham. Oh, my God, Lord, Jesus. Oh, I promise you. I never bought a ham again. I still haven't bought a ham. Somebody asked me, can we have ham? No. You want a ham, you bring a ham. But no, ham is not welcome. I'm not buying one. You understand me? When you cut open a ham and it look like eyes or all it, oh, you through. I'm through. Don't do that. Because then you ain't visual like me. Yes, you are. Listen. So, yeah, I cut that, you know how you cut that piece out the front.
Mm-hmm.
Baby. Let me tell you. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Never. I told y'all. Don't do that. And you know you messed something up. Leave it at home.
Well, that's the problem. Some people don't know. They think it's all good. You know?
That's why
they have the audacity to bring it and serve it to people.
I got another one. I got another one. This one just popped up in my head. I got another one for y'all, and I want y'all to take this very seriously. If that cake didn't rise and it looks like Play-Doh, y'all don't listen to me. Y'all don't want to hear it, but I'm going to tell you. If that cake didn't rise, do you hear me? And that cake look like it's rubber. I'm gonna help you. This is the box cake people. If that cake look like it's rubber, do not bring it. Okay? Don't do it.
Icing won't
don't
help.
Mess. Icing ain't gonna. People slap. Listen. You done brought a red velvet cake in there, and it looks like. Lemma. Don't do it. We're trying to help y'all. And if you ain't never made no carrot cake, don't make one. Don't do it. Like Zam said, you had 364 days to learn how to make this cake. Don't. We don't want your school prep. Don't do it to us.
Uh-huh.
What did we do to you? Nothing but love you and let you borrow money all year. And this is what you gonna make? Just give me back my money, you know.
And I think the biggest takeaway from all of this, y'all, is if you are going to someone else's for Thanksgiving and you feel the need to take something, ask the host or the hostess, hey, do y'all need anything? Hey, do I need to bring anything? Because 9 times out of 10, they know your capabilities and they know what lane you're supposed to be in, and they'll tell you, well, you're good at making the pecan pie, so go ahead and bring a pecan pie.
Right.
Or you're good at making a dressing, so bring the dressing. You know what? You just bring the dinner rolls. Just stop by Walmart and get about 4 packets. You know, or just bring a 12-pack of Dr. Pepper.
Or the Hawaiian rolls.
Cutlery, paper towels. You know what? You ain't got to bring nothing. Just show up.
Now, I give
the host or the hostess the option to tell you what they need or what you can bring. And if they tell you you don't need to bring nothing, then don't bring nothing.
Now, I will tell you one thing you can bring without a thought. You can bring some Lunchable for your bad kids. You can bring some Lunchable for your garbage disposal easy kids. That's what you can do. A couple of apples. You can bring every sippy cups. Do it. Clean that sippy cup too, cause y'all on my nerves. Clean that doggone cup. Ooh, that cup be nasty.
Oh, you right about that. You are definitely right about it.
like when you open that cup and that rubber around, oh my God, I'd be like, clean the whole cup.
Okay.
Baby.
But yeah.
There's
a way. And if you're having people come to your house, you know, you should be able to know whether or not you can cook or what it is that you can or cannot cook, you know, what it is that you're good at, you know, the lane that you're in, you know.
Yeah.
And if they're coming to your house, then, you know, and you know you're not up to par, then, you know, just, I don't know, do something. Even Popeyes is frying turkeys, man. You can get a turkey from Popeyes, you know.
I love and care about these people that we talk to. I don't even know you, but I got some kind of love for you. Look, you got to figure out what's going on with you. Just think about the past three Thanksgivings. Did you take food back home? Okay. Now that we've assessed that, why must you keep bringing food? This is something going on within. This ain't got nothing to do with the gathering. This is something going on with you. Now you're just trying to see if somebody going to eat your food. This ain't the time to do it. This ain't the time to do it. Have a get-together. Have a get-together during the year and say, y'all, come on over, I cook. And see who show up. That right there lets you know. Oh, my God. I'm going to leave it alone.
Well, I'm having Thanksgiving dinner. We having Thanksgiving dinner here on Friday. Who all coming? Not this Friday, Thanksgiving, you know, the day, Black Friday. Black Friday. Yeah, Black Friday.
But, you know, Sam, post them, you already know, hey. But see, if you listening and you hosting, go ahead and call people and say, hey, you coming? Okay, well, listen, I want you to bring this. Because, and then you call the ones that can't cook and say, hey, I want you to worry about nothing. I'm just happy you're going to be there. But if you have to bring something, just bring a couple of plastic, you know, kind of help the disaster not happen, you know. Help them. See how we did that? And nobody's feelings get hurt. Because somebody going to feel it. Especially when they walk out of there with that busted up banana pudding. And I ain't going to go there.
We didn't even talk about the banana pudding. Listen, I know it's a banana pudding, but not everybody likes bananas in banana pudding because not everybody knows how to cook banana pudding because they, just like the sweet potato pies, they get those bananas and they chop them up and they wait till they turn black, then they want to throw them over in the banana pudding. That's not how that goes.
That's not how any of this goes.
So just be on the safe side. Don't put no bananas in the banana pudding. What you do is you have some bananas there. Don't peel them. Don't do nothing with them. They get some banana pudding. If they want bananas, then they can open that, and then they can chop up their own banana for their banana pudding. That's the best way to go.
Yes, and you got to know and be specific. Don't tell. Let me tell you something about our elders. We got 9 minutes. Let me tell you about our elders. You can't tell our elders that you're going to bring banana pudding and then come up in there with some jello pudding. You're going to get your feelings hurt. You is going to get your feelings hurt.
Forget her. Forget her elder.
Really,
anyone who has had a real banana pudding?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're going to let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just
and
like the cheesecake, the box cheesecake. I don't get the box cheesecakes. We always bake our cheesecakes.
Yeah.
That refrigerated Jell-O cheesecake? Nah, that's not what that is.
Yeah, we're not the one. We are not the one. And let me say this. Let me say this. If you don't eat something, just pass over it. You ever heard that song say, if you see me in the street, just walk on, just pass on by. You ain't got to stop and say, who did this? That's why that y'all saw that movie, Who Made the Potato Salad? Just move. But I am going to say this, though. The infraction of raisins in the potato salad, I'm saying something. I'm sorry.
That's a whole bunch of flags.
Yeah, I'm saying something. And I'm gonna think somebody deliberately sabotaged this potato salad to do some harm to me. I'm taking it personal. I might call the popos. Because it's got to be a misdemeanor or a felony. It got to be one of them. Got to be. It got to be some Thelma versus Louise or something. It got to be in a book. Mm. Something. You know. I'm just saying. All right, Sam, we're at the end of the show. What's your final thought for today?
I have two today. Because of the subject of the day, it's stay in your lane, stay in your cooking lane, stay in your contribution lane, whatever that lane is, stay in it. Huh. And once you get in it, mind your damn business. Hmm. Mind your business. Stay out of the folks' business. Hmm. All of it. Don't help them in their shenanigans, especially when you know it ain't what needs to be done. Mind your business. Don't facilitate nothing.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane and mind the business that is in your lane.
All right, I'm going to give y'all my final thought. I just thought of this, so I guess it's my final thought. Listen, I thought about the movie Imitation of Life, right? My Lord. You know, being the end of the year. And I thought about this lady. She said that her son didn't start acting right till she got sick. Listen, come against that right. I don't want to be the reason why you start acting right, okay? This is just a random. I don't. Listen, I prayed and said, Lord, don't use me to get my kids right. Lord, I want to be healthy and I want to live. So guess what that means? Everything you do is on you. That's your responsibility. You don't want to live right. You don't want to live right. You don't want to treat people right. You want to get over and all that. Guess what? I told the Lord, I don't want to be what fixes people. No, don't take me out. Don't. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to. It wasn't until my mama started going. No. You need to stand. It's what that saying say, let every tub stand on its own bottom. All right?
Yeah.
Own bottom. And why am I saying this? Because people won't do right, and they look for a reason to do right. The only reason you need is because, is just because it's right. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't need to be in no car wreck. You don't need to go to jail. You don't need to, no, you don't need none of that. You need to just decide, I'm going to treat people right. Okay? Now, if you heard this, you're responsible for what I said. Boom. You're bad. Listen, have a good night. Every tub must stand on its own bottom. And mind your freaking fracking business. Okay? Mecca Lecca High.
Mecca High.
Mecca Hiney Ho. And you know what happened? Never mind. I was going to say something else. But I got to say, talk to you next Monday.